Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Houston police are investigating four separate shootings that occurred last night. Two people died and one is critically injured. HPD says that in the Spring Branch area, a 70-year-old man was approached by a masked suspect in a parking lot. He was forced to take money out of an ATM before being shot and critically injured. There were also shootings about a mile apart just south of the city on Sunflower Street near Velfort and Cullen. KHOU reports that the other one occurred near Cullen and Reed Road. Authorities are looking into what led up to the shootings. All of the shootings occurred within a 1 hour and 30 minute time period, and police say they are unrelated. Veterans' requests for food and housing assistance have spiked since the start of the federal government shutdown. News 88.7's Andrew Schneider says that's the finding of a Houston-based nonprofit that helps veterans across Texas and other states.
Combined Arms CEO Mike Hutchings estimates food assistance requests have jumped nearly 50% in the past month, while rent or mortgage aid requests are up nearly a quarter.
These are also primarily your aging veteran population on fixed incomes or low-income veteran population, so very high risk.
Combined Arms and its partner organizations are working to bridge the gap, but
looking at kind of the revenue that's coming in and what we can afford to do in purchasing food and gift cards for these short-term solutions, we can really only help about 1 to 2% of the affected population in the state right now.
Hutchings says food and housing insecurity is hurting roughly 107,000 veterans in Texas alone. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
A local school district is delaying the start of school as a result of bus driver shortages. Crosby ISD says that they gave parents a survey and found that 45% of parents were okay with students starting school a little later in the day beginning in January in order to help with the bus delays. Middle schoolers will now start at 8:30 in the morning and finish around 4:20 in the afternoon. Crosby ISD says they are attempting to increase pay for bus drivers in order to attract more people to the job. The City of Houston's Veterans Day celebrations are getting underway right now downtown. The parade is set to begin coming up at 11:30 at Dallas and Bagby Street.